Amen. Praise God. You know, we are so blessed that we are given opportunities like this to hear the Word of God. Amen. What the Word of God can do in your life and mine. How the Word of God will equip us in what lies ahead for us. And we are so blessed to have Pastor Aida minister the Word of God to us today. Let's welcome her. Praise God.
Thank you, my precious pastor. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Blessings to each one of you. Thank you so much. It's always my privilege and my honor to be here with my family here in Carson. I just, I always look forward to the time when I'm coming. I always look forward because it's such a love celebration. It's the only way I can say it. You receive me in so much love, and it is a celebration of life. You celebrate Jesus, and that's such a blessing to behold and to be a part of. So thank you for today, Lord. I want to thank you for the worship that's gone up. I want to thank you for the prayers that have been prayed, for the offering, the tithes that have been taken. This is all part of who we are, the things that we've learned to do and do them out of joy and love. And because we're so blessed, my spiritual daughter here is Olivia, whom many of you have met, and if not, then you'll meet her by the end of the service. And so it's a blessing to have her here and joining me here today as well. And so, you know, the message that I have for you today is part of the storm that I've been through. And how many know that none of us is spared storms, right? None of us is spared trials and tests. And so the message that the Lord would have me give to you today is that our faith must be bigger than our fears. We need faith to be bigger than our fears because faith is of God and fear is of the enemy, right? And so God is a big God. So how many know he's given you big faith to be able to destroy fears, okay, that come upon you and fears that would shackle you and oppress you and keep you bound. And so God is letting us know, particularly because of the times that we're living in, that our faith must be bigger than fear, okay? And so go with me to Hebrews 11:1. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:1. How many know that that's, in some circles, that's known as the chapter of the heroes of faith, okay? And so, but I got news for the heroes in this chapter. Your name is in there too. God has added your name as well. And so, you know, praise be to God forever. Let me just get there myself. Yes, we're going to Hebrews 11, verse 1. And we're going to just, you know what, I'm just going to take the time to read the entire chapter only because it's just so powerful. It's so powerful. It speaks to us about our matriarchs. It speaks to us about the patriarchs. It speaks to those that went before us who had trials and storms and tests and tribulations, but nevertheless, by faith conquered, by faith won, by faith walked into their victory. And so before we read together, let me just lift up prayer right now. Father, I just want to thank you for your son, Jesus. Jesus, I want to thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit. Thank you for who you are yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Lord, for this day. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice in it. We will say thank you, Lord Jesus. Today we exalt and lift up the name of Jesus. Today we are honored that you would bestow your word upon us today. Hallelujah. I'm praying for open hearts, Lord Jesus. I'm praying for open ears, Lord. I'm praying that your word will pierce and penetrate fallow ground, Lord. Go into the heart and the soul of men and women today, Lord. Across the land, not only in this house, but across the land. Transforming, making a difference, making a change, Lord. Rising them to other, deeper, higher levels in you, Lord Jesus. Causing them to see and understand, Father God, and acknowledge that you are the one true God. And so today as we read your word, Lord, let it pierce our heart. touch us today, Lord. May your presence fill this house. Fill this sanctuary today. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Do what only you can do. Help us all to be willing vessels, Lord. Help us to surrender to you today. Our days, our lives, Lord Jesus. To surrender that, Father God, which we're being stubborn about and rebellious about, Lord. Help us once and for all to make a decision today to acknowledge your lordship in our lives. Lord, today, break the shackles of fear in our lives, Lord. Today, Lord, we are praying for activated faith, Lord Jesus. Faith stirred, Father God. Faith stirred within us. Faith activated, Lord, so that we can do what you've called us to do, Lord. So that we can change this world for you, Lord. So that we have the power and the authority by faith, through faith, to change even our lives, Lord Jesus. Lord, today, we receive your word. We receive you, and we receive your will in our lives. And those who agree, we say, amen, amen. Amen. Are you with me in Hebrews chapter 11? Okay, I'm going to take the time to read this chapter. Now faith is, it's living, it's alive, it's present, it's today. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not yet seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Verse 7, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. But by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. He was faithful. He promised, and he was faithful. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky, in multitude, innumerable, as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, they were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out of, they would have opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, somebody say tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of his sons, each of the sons of Joseph, and worshiped leaning on the top of his staff. Are you seeing the thread that's running through this chapter? Are you seeing that one word that stands out almost in every single verse? By faith, 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 faith. Do you think faith is important to God? Do you think faith is important for your life? By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's demand. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Verse 29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. I tell you what, faith will bring you into your victory. Faith will cause you to cross your Red Sea. It'll take you into your promised land. See, what faith did for them, faith wants to do for you. He who is faith is Jesus Christ. What Jesus did for them, Jesus has already done for you, because he's given you the measure of faith that you need to walk in the victory that he's already given us. Let's continue to read here. Verse 30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. What more shall I say? We could continue on. What more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith, say with me, who through faith, they subdued kingdoms. It's time for the church of God to subdue ungodly kingdoms. Take down the unholy kingdoms. It's time for the church to rise up and subdue kingdoms that the enemy has planted here on earth. We can do that by faith in God. They did, and we can. Because faith will work for you as it'll work for me if we work faith. You understand that? Faith needs to be worked. It needs to be active. It needs to be activated. It needs to be applied. Faith is a verb. It's not a noun. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, they worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Wow. They subdued kingdoms. They worked righteousness. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched the violence of fire. How many know there are fires raging in the land? Olivia was just telling me that on 15? On the 5, they've closed at both entrances. Fire is being loosed on the land. But it's time that by faith we loose God's fire. Not the devil's fire, but that we loose God. By faith we can do that. By faith we can call down rain. By faith we can move mountains. By faith we can quench the mouth of the enemy. It's time to turn our world right side up again. And we can do it by faith in Christ Jesus. They did it. We can do it. It's the same God. It's the same God who gave them faith has given us faith. It's the same faith. It's Jesus. Verse 34, they quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, they were made strong. Hallelujah. Faith will make you strong. Faith will turn you into a warrior. They became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. It's time. It's time to tell the armies of the devil to be gone in Jesus' name. It's time to tell the armies of the enemy that they must go. It's time to confuse them and send them back from whence they've cometh. By faith we can do these things. Listen to verse 35. I'm a little partial to this verse and you'll see why. Women. How many women I got in the house? How many sisters I got in the house? Women receive their dead raised to life again. Woo. I got me a list. Lord, if it be thy will, he's coming back. She's coming back. If it's the will of God, he can do it. But he's waiting on your faith to bring it down out of the heavenlies. Heaven on earth. Your faith can bring heaven down to earth. Your faith can cause the dead to rise again. Come on. How many have ever heard of Lazarus? Decayed. Swaddling clothes. Wrapped already. Jesus said, Lazarus, how many know he stood to his feet? He didn't give him a sermon. He didn't preach a message. He called him by his name. Jesus in faith called Lazarus saying, come out of that tomb. You have the same faith that Jesus walked and moved in because Jesus is in you. Do you understand that? We ask sometimes for more faith. We don't need more faith. We need to activate the faith we've been given. God can't give you more. Listen to me. God can't give you more than his son, Jesus Christ. There's nothing more to give you. He gave you his best. Brother Nelson said, give your best. The Father gave his best. He gave his son. He didn't send an angel. He used Gabriel, and he used Michael, and he used other angels for other things. But for you and me, he sent his best. He said, I don't want Gabriel to abide in Monette. I don't want Michael to abide in Olivia. I want my son Jesus to live in my people. And Jesus is faith. Activate him in your life, and you will do miracles. Can I tell you something? You know why you will do miracles? Because you are a miracle. You can't do what you're not. You're a miracle. You're the miracle of God. He who is miraculous lives. It's time, Pastor, for the miraculous to become our normal. Not the event. The normal. That when Pastor says today is testimony Sunday, you stand up, and you stand up, and you stand up, and you stand up, and you stand, and everybody's rushing. I got one. I got a testimony. I got one. Faith will do that. So when you go out in the streets, when you're in the workplace, when you're at home, when you're driving in your car, when you're at the supermarket, and you see somebody. By faith you give it, and life is restored. And they are healed. And they're encouraged. I'm employed. I don't know about you, but I'm employed. I've been called. I'm employed. I'm not retired. I'm on fire. I just said, God, stir it up, because it was getting a little lukewarm. Anybody can relate to lukewarm? It's nauseating. I'm telling you. God looks down and he sees lukewarm, and he said, I'd never made lukewarm. I made hot and I made cold, but I didn't make lukewarm. So today we're going to stir faith up, because we need to, because you need activated faith, because you need faith on fire. Not only for you, yes for you, yes for your family, yes for your kids, yes for your grandkids, yes for the great grandkids, yes for your family situation. But you need it for them who don't yet know him. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Hallelujah. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. Others, they were stoned. They were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. I got a confession to make right here. I need to stop right here. I've been through a storm, but I ain't been through none of this. Praise God forever. See, storms are relative. You might be in the midst of a storm right now. You may never go through my storm. I may never go through your storm. Storms are relative, but God is not. God is personal, and he'll see you in your personal storm, in your test, in your circumstance. How now? God is a personal God, and he's with you on the boat. He's with you on the water. He's with you in the valley. He's with you in the storm, and he's there on purpose for a purpose, not to leave you there. See, God didn't make the storm, but he'll use the storm. He didn't make the storm, but he'll use the storm to strengthen you, to build up your faith, to stir up your faith. God's purpose was never to leave you in the storm. But having encountered the storm, he's going to wait to see how you respond. And sometimes the wait is a little longer than you'd like it to be. Is that right? And the storm rages and you're like, Lord, are you looking at these waves? Because they're getting bigger. Lord, do you know that I'm in a storm? Because isn't it time for you to pull me out right now? And he doesn't. But God is waiting on you. God is waiting on you to activate your faith and say, I'm coming out of this storm. I'm going to rise up. I'm going to grab you by your hand, and I'm coming through the storm. See, God will make a way for you, but are you reaching out to him? They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute. They were afflicted, they were tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, say all these, having obtained a good testimony through, each one obtained a good testimony through, that's right, through faith, did not receive the promise, but God, having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. From us. I think what this passage is wanting to make plain and clear to us is that God has a purpose. God has a purpose for your pain. God has a purpose for every tear that you shed. God has a reason for your struggle, for your test, for your trial. And God has a reward for your faithfulness. So there's a promise, there's a test, there's a trial, but there's a reward for faithfulness. Somebody say, there's a reward for faithfulness. It's all about trusting him. See, that's what all this says. They trusted him no matter what, Pastor. Were they all successes? Some of them failed. And I don't know about you, but I have failed over and over and over again, different times at different things. But each time, God has been there to pick me up and say, you're not a failure. Do not quit. Get up, dust yourself off, and start walking with me again. Repent of those negative thoughts. I'm not enough. I'm not wise enough. I'm not rich enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not young enough. I'm not anointed enough. I'm not gifted enough. Start repenting of negative thinking, because those thoughts are not of God. And say, God, I am all that you say I am. Believe it by faith. Believe God at his word. Take God at his word by faith. But Lord, you know what? I don't really understand the homework. I don't read, so maybe I'm not that smart. No, you are. You might just have to take a little bit more time to get it, to understand it. You might just have to break it down differently so that you can understand. Instead of saying what the devil says about you, it's time to say what God says about us. Amen? Don't buy into the devil's script. Buy into the word of God. Say the word of God over your life. Say it by faith, even if in your heart you still don't believe it. Are you hearing what I said? If in your heart you still don't believe it, say it by faith, and faith will make it a reality in your life. I have started saying things that I didn't yet believe. And I said, God, but you know that I don't believe it yet. Of course, I talk to him like that, but of course, he already knows that, right? God, I'm saying this, but in my heart, I don't believe it, Lord. He says, that's okay, Aida. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Just say it by faith. That's what faith is. Keep saying it. Keep saying it by faith, because your faith will make it a reality in your life. Do you understand what God is showing us? Life is all about a test. And how we respond to that test, elder brother, Nelson just spoke about. Life is all about a test, but how you respond God knows you're going to go. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ. And that's why Jesus was tempted in every possible manner. But how did Jesus respond? I got news for you. You might say, but I'm not Jesus. No, but Jesus is in you. And the way he responded, you have the authority, the dominion, and the power to respond the same way. Is it hard? Yes. Is it challenging? Yes. Do I fail him? Yes. But I still have the ability to rise again, to overcome, because God said, I have the victory. And the devil is a liar, and he's defeated. I'm not defeated. I'm victorious. I'm more than a conqueror. See, that's what God says, and I have got to start believing it by confessing it by faith in Christ Jesus. Go with me to 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. How many love the Word of God? Tell you what, you got to eat this Word day in and day out. This is the best diet anybody could. Forget about keto. Forget about the paleo. Forget about the non-gluten, low carbs, no sugar. Go to the Word of God. It'll keep you slim and trim. I'll tell you what. Faith will cause you to move mountains and get up there and roll up your socks and pull up your sleeves and say, God, what else are you calling me to do? That's the best diet you could ever, ever. And guess what? It's free. It's free. 1 Corinthians 15. Hallelujah. All the time we give him glory. 15, verse 57. I'm going to start in 56. The sting of death is, that's right, and the strength of sin is the law. That's why God did something better. Verse 57, but thanks be to God. Somebody say, thanks be to God. Who gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. How many know God's given you the victory? You didn't earn it. You don't deserve it. You didn't work to get the victory. It's God-given. You say, but I'm not walking in victory. But you can. And if by faith you believe God, you will. That's the power. You can and you will if by faith, if you work your faith to believe it. Hallelujah. God's given me the victory. The Father's given me my victory through Jesus Christ. Victory is God-given. Victory is a gift to you. You've got the victory. You got to say that every day. I got the victory over debt. I got the victory over sickness and disease. I got the victory over depression. I got the victory over no finances, low finances. I got the victory over everything. Over everything. In this life, you know, it's not about being perfect. Life isn't perfection. You know what life is? It's progression. Boy, am I having to learn that. I'm doing things that I've never done before because my life has changed, Pastor, radically. I'm in a new position. I'm in a new situation. I have a new status. You know, I was filling out an application. And you know, where they say single, married, widow, divorced. And so I checked off married because tomorrow will be our 52nd wedding anniversary. Tomorrow. And so for 52 years, I've been checking off married, right? And all of a sudden, I looked at it and I said, divorced? No, I'm not divorced. Single? I don't know. I'm married to Christ, so I'm still married. And can I tell you something? I'm married to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. During this storm, I've gotten a revelation of who the groom really is. See, I didn't have that revelation before. I had the head knowledge. I had the heart for it. He's my groom, and how lovely, and what a blessed thought. But I had my groom sitting next to me for 52 years. But when the father decided to call his son home, I had to get a revelation that I'm still married, and he's my groom. So I'm not checking off single. Okay, a widow. I'll check that one off. All of that to tell you that life is not about perfection. It is about progression. It's how we are willing to go forward. How are you going to go forward in the next season of your life? How are you going to go forward? You know, my sister Olivia here, if I may share something a little personal. We have shared in the same storm. Well, maybe I won't because I can't, but I don't think it was 2 weeks after Lou was called home that she called and her son died. So I'm still grieving my husband, and her son passed away. Suddenly, young man, and Raymond, her son, was a member of our church. And he was a graduate of the School of Discipleship. And was a spiritual son. And Lou enjoyed mentoring him. And so I thought, Lord, this is too fast, too quick. So while I'm mourning my husband, and now I'm mourning her son, she's mourning my husband, and she's mourning her son. And so, quite a storm. Quite a test. But we've decided that we're going to celebrate them. And that we're going to rejoice because God's got them both. And they're talking and they're sharing. And guess what? They're both being mentored and discipled by he who is the great discipler and the great mentor, Jesus Christ and the Father and their Son. And while we're separated, they're not. See, it's all how you go through the storm. It's all about progression. It's how you go forward. It's how you're going to allow God to continue to grow you. Instead of using this as a way by which we could wallow in despair, in the pain of the heart. How many know you lose a loved one, it's painful in your heart? The pain of the heart. But instead of pain, I will choose to rejoice. I will choose to celebrate. I will choose to laugh. I will choose to exalt God and honor God and flip it on the devil and say, you didn't take him. The Father called him. You couldn't have him. There's no way you could have authority or dominion over the life of my husband or her son. The Father said, it's time. I want you home with me. And thank God for all the years we shared with them. All the many years we shared with them. You got to flip it. It's not about perfection. It's about progression. In fact, go with me to 2 Corinthians. You know, you might be lame in your feet today. You might be bankrupt. Your finances might be low. Your daughter might be rebellious today. Your husband might be abusive today. But I'm telling you, God can flip it if you'll activate your faith to do it. Give God something to work with. Give him praise. How many know God works with praise? Give him worship. How many know God enters worship? Give him prayer. Pastor's been saying God answers prayers. Surrender your life. Give him faith. God will work it. God will do it. He's just saying, will you give me anything so that I can work with that? And I'm going to turn this around for his glory and for your blessing. Are you with me in 2 Corinthians 2? I know God's going to turn some things around today. I pray that he do. I pray that God take today and turn some things around. Send breakthroughs today, Lord. Send breakthroughs today, Lord Jesus. Lord, do miracles today. Why not? Why not? Lord, heal the sick today. Why not? Lord, save the lost today. Why not? And here's what I found very encouraging in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Today, thanks be to God. How about right now, thanks be to God? At this very moment in this church, in this place, thanks be to God who is always leading us into triumph in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. And through you and me, through us, he diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Did you know that you are a perfume? That you leave the perfume of God in you everywhere you go. See, I always believe when I walk into a place, the place has got to change. I have dominion. I mean, I have walked into places where I'm going, it's so dark. It's gloomy. Apparently the people are oppressed and whatever they're doing. But God said, but Aida, when you walk in, you take me in with you. Change the atmosphere. Decree, declare, prophesy, pray. How many know I know how to pray in tongues? I know how to pray in English. I know how to pray in Spanish. I know how to prophesy. I know how to decree. You know how I know all that? The Word taught me how to do that. The Word, if you don't have a teacher, the Word is a teacher. It'll teach you how to live victoriously, how to change the atmosphere. See, this nation is in the mess it's in, not because the devil is all so big and bad. I know we want to think, oh, the devil's so big and bad. No, it's because the people of God are still sleeping. You don't know who you are in Christ Jesus. As a nation, we have forgotten the foundation, our roots, and what they are and who they stand for and what we believe in. And that's why America's in the mess she's in. Not because the devil is so big and bad. I got news for you. Here's a news flash. He's defeated. Your enemy is defeated. God is waiting for the church to rise up in faith once again and take back the land. Take back this nation. Take back the White House. Take back your house. Take back your finances. Take back your health. Take back your marriage. Take back your children. Listen now, talk about how my life has changed. When Lou and I, when he was not feeling well towards getting closer to him going home to be with the Lord, we had already decided that we needed to scale down in our home. The house was too big just for Lou and me, and my little Gracie, my little 5-pound dog. And all those rooms, and we were really living in the kitchen when I felt like cooking. Or the family room when we wanted to watch a movie. And from there to the bedroom. So the rest of that house, we just walk by all the time and pay for the light and pay for the air conditioning. Da, da, da. And so we decided, you know what, let's just scale down. Let's get a condo. Let's get a townhome. Something smaller, something low maintenance. And we could just come and go on the mission field and come and go on vacation. And so we decided that we were going to put the house on the market, and we did. And then, of course, Lou became ill, and then the Lord called him home, and the house was still on the market. And so I had spoken to my sons, and I said, you know, John Anthony, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should stay in the house. I don't know if I should take the house off the market now, maybe put it later on in the new year. I just don't know what to do, you know. How many know sometimes you get to that place? And I had been praying, Pastor, but I didn't know what to do still. You know, I didn't hear God say, yay, nay, you know. And when you don't know what to do, the best thing is to hold steady, right? Just hold steady. And so both my sons had said, look, Mom, you know, the thing of it is you do want to sell. If the house was bigger before, how much more bigger is it going to be now? With just you and Grace, you know? And truly, I didn't want to come to the house just Grace and myself. And so my sons had suggested, why don't you just sell it? Just leave it on the market. Just leave it on the market and let's just see what, you know, it may not sell. You might be there for another 3 months. You might be there for 6 months, you know. And so whatever, just leave it on the market. So I, you know, I went to the Lord and I said, God, okay, here's, I don't know. I don't know what to do, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just leave it on the market. And you need to tell me. You just need to tell me because I really don't know. And that week, I got two offers on the house. And both offers were very good offers. So I'm now in a position where I can pick the offer I like. Amen? That's God. That's God. And so all of that to tell you, life isn't about perfection. It's about progression. So now I'm selling my house and talk about a storm. Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize all that really meant, you know. So I had to be out, you know, I had to be out of the house by a certain date. We lived in this house for 19 years, you know, so there's a lot in this home. A lot of memories. My God, so many memories. When my mom passed away, a lot of the precious mementos, the, you know, her pictures, her quilt, her, you know, whatever you, she held dear. And she said, you know, honey, and she passed it on, was in my house. Lou's mom and dad passed on. Their precious memory were in my house. And now I got to go through all of this. And then my husband, I got to go through clothes. I got to go through pictures. I got to go through. I didn't realize all that meant. I was thinking, okay, you know, the house sold. And so, I don't know, the house sold, okay? But now I got to go through all of this. And go through all of this with a deadline. You know, a friend of mine said, well, you know what? You just take one day at a time. I said, one day at a time? I got to be out of here in 45 days. What are you talking about? She says, yeah, well, you know, I didn't go through my husband's things for 5 years. I said, 5 years? I got 45 days. I got to go through. How am I going to do this? But then there's the reward. There's the purpose. There's the reason and the reward. You know what the reward was? All the prayers that were lifted up for me. All the encouraging texts, all the cards, all the emails, that army of women and men that would come up to my house, show up and say, we're packing, we're doing this, we're going to go room by, no, but I, no, we're doing, Pastor Ada, move aside. I'm telling you, and the, you know, the hardest for me was the garage, because that's where everything was kept, in that garage, you know. And I said, okay, I'll do the house, but I can't do this garage. There's so much stuff in here, you know. Aida, step aside. They took that garage. That's the reward. God showed me he was in the boat. He was in the valley. He was in the storm with me. And not just him, but he sent a mighty army. He sent a mighty army. And guess what? I asked for 45 days. On the 40th day, I was out, and I turned over the keys. I did it before the 45 days. If that's not God, I don't know what is. It's not about perfection. It's about progression. It's about faith being bigger than my fears. Can I do this? Yes, you can. Will it come out victorious? Yes, it will. My faith had to be bigger than my fears, my doubt, my worry, my concern. God allowed the storm. And, you know, I had gone to him. I said, Lord, you know, I don't know if this was wise. I think I needed more time. No, I didn't need more time. I needed to activate my faith. I know people who are mourning the loss of someone 5, 10. Listen, I'm celebrating. I celebrated Lou the day he went home. Because I understand where he is. And I know who called him. I know where he is. And it's not about dying. It's about now living. It's about living in paradise. And I will join him one day. We will join Raymond one day. You will join your loved ones one day. It's about life abundantly. Yes, sometimes the circumstances are terrifying and the pain goes deep. There's no doubt about it. But God is in there with you. And God's purpose is to stretch and strengthen your faith. Why? Because of what's coming. Because of what's coming. Because he wants you to walk in the victory that he's given you. And you can't walk, you cannot walk in the victory unless you walk it by faith. It's yours. But you won't have the realization of that until you walk it and receive it and take it by faith in Christ Jesus. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's no good that I have a car unless I've got the key to start the engine. Faith is the key to work your victory. I mean, you could put a 2020 Mercedes-Benz in my garage. If I don't have the key to turn on the engine, what good does it do me? What good is faith doing you unless you're activating it, unless you're walking in it, unless you're living in it, unless you're working in it? And can I tell you something? Jesus paid a great price to give you faith. He had to go to the cross, die and resurrect so that you could live in faith here on earth. How many know you don't need faith in heaven? You know, right now, Pastor Lou, he don't need faith. Right now, Raymond doesn't need faith. You know who needs faith? Aida, Olivia, Monette. You need faith here, here, so that you can have the victory here. And trust me, there are times when God will come to you in a very unfamiliar way. You know, we have a tendency because of our limited imaginations. And, you know, we need to pray sometimes, God, stretch my imagination that I can imagine greater. You know, sometimes we just live in a box, right? And we think because it happened that way yesterday that it's going to happen that way today or it's going to happen that way tomorrow. Because God touched me that way yesterday, he's going to touch me that way tomorrow. No, we put God in a box and we put ourselves in the same box. And God is saying, look, I'm about to do something great, but it's not going to be familiar to you. I'm coming to you in an unfamiliar way. How do I know that? Because he gave us an example. Peter, when he was in the boat, how many know he walked with Christ? He supped with him. He sat at his feet. The sermons, the pearls, the wisdom that trickled down from the master to the disciple, Peter had that. But when he saw Jesus walking on the water, he was still shocked and astonished because it was unfamiliar, yet it was the same Christ. And then when Jesus says, Peter, now you walk to me, very unfamiliar. And I'm telling you, in these days, God is going to use the unfamiliar to move in your life. Don't expect him the way he came to you yesterday. You know, I accepted Jesus Christ when I was 8 years old. It's at a large stadium, Madison Square Garden in New York City. And the preacher was Billy Graham. How great is that, Pastor? I don't know how do you top that. 8 years old. And I'm hearing Billy Graham. And his word just went right into my heart. But how many know God has gone into my heart so many times and I've never heard Billy Graham in person again? I was 8 years old then. I'm not going to tell you how old I am today, but all these years later, I've never heard Billy Graham in person again. And yet God will come into my heart through different ways, different ones, women who have no names, men who the world has not heard of, through an anointing, through a song, through a worship, through a text, through an email, through an unfamiliar way. But you got to know it's Jesus Christ because you got to know him. And if you know him, the familiar and the unfamiliar, you will receive because you know him. You know his fragrance. You know his presence. You know his voice. So when he comes in the unfamiliar way, you'll say, that is Jesus Christ. I receive it. You understand what I'm saying to you today? I want you to understand that these times call for non-traditional ways, Pastor. Church is not going to be the same it was 5 years ago, 5 weeks ago, last month. It ought not be the same it was last Sunday, because God is always doing a new thing. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but he does a new thing. It's a new day. It's a new season. How many know you're a brand new creation? If he wanted to do the same old, same old, same old, he would have left you as the old creation. He said, no, I'm making a new creation. Hallelujah. I'm about to close. But what I want you to understand, to walk away with today, that God is saying, trust me. Not me, trust him. God is saying, trust me. Trust me. If you know who I am, if you know who God is, you will be able to trust him. God is saying, trust me. I am with you in the furnace. I'm with your son. Trust me. Trust me in the storm. Trust me when it's hurting. Trust me when it looks bleak. For God, it's a matter of trust and faith. And I don't know, maybe you got stuck. I don't know. It happens. Life sometimes can throw hard blows back to back. You know, right now I'm in my son's home. My daughter in love. She's so precious. Thank you, God, for wonderful children. How many know I've heard stories where the children don't even want to talk to their parents? My children are loving on me so strong. Every single day I have to say, enough. They're wanting to baby me. Mom, have you eaten? Mom, are you okay? Mom, where are you going? Mom, what time are you coming? I'm going, enough. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. But what I'm saying is, in life you have to make adjustments. But see it from God's perspective. God has a sense of humor. You know, Lou and I were praying to scale down. We wanted a smaller home, a condo, maybe a townhome, something small. Something just for him, me, a guest, and Grace. That's it. Well, now I'm living in a room, one room. One room, but it's a beautiful room. I share my bathroom with my granddaughter. How many know I scaled down? I scaled down. But see, I got to see this the way God, you know, that I'm in their home and welcome and celebrated and received and loved. God is saying, you're on a mission, Aida. I'm on a mission, praise God. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to God. And you know what they said? They said, Mom, you stay as long as you want to stay. You stay forever if that's your heart's desire. That's precious. That's precious. And God knows when. God knows for how long. Bottom line is, your faith must become bigger than your fears. Faith must be bigger than what you are worrying about. Faith must become bigger and what your concerns are. Faith is about your God. Let me ask you, how big is your God? How, to the degree that you see God as the almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent God, is to the degree that you have faith in him. See, I know that through God I can do all things. And when I'm looking at something that my soul says to me, you can't, I got to counter that. No, I can. No, I can. No, today I can rise up and be happy. No, today I'm not really alone. I'm surrounded by a host, heavenly host, my loved ones. So today, go ahead and close your Bibles. I'm going to close with this. My purpose is to activate your faith. That's why I came today. Maybe you're stuck. Maybe your faith has gotten a little dull because you're worn down. Because life is challenging and you're weary and you're tired and you're fatigued. I get that. Maybe your faith got stuck because something you were believing for did not happen. I get that too. Something I was believing for did not happen. But God had a greater plan. How many know God's ways are higher than our ways? And I gotta trust God. But I will refuse to have my faith stuck or become dull or become stagnant. And so I want you to see me today. That's what I ask God, that you would see me as a jumpstart cable. You know what a jumpstart cable is? Your car doesn't turn on. You got the key. You sat in the driver's seat. You put the key in the ignition and it's not turning on. Then somebody, praise God, has jumpstart cables. And they connect here to there, the engine to another engine that's got the juice, that's got the power, that's got the fire, that's got the electricity. You jumpstart that cable, and guess what? All of a sudden, you turn that key in your car, and it turns on. That's what I want to be today, a jumpstart cable to your faith. I just want to minister to you about activated faith, radical faith, the faith that pulls down the miracles out of heaven and produces them on earth, the faith that causes the lame to walk and the blind to see, the faith that when you see the lost, you say, God, I'm going to share a powerful seed today because you predestined that they be saved. Use me, Lord. The faith that will turn your world right side up again. Go ahead and stand to your feet. But you got to make a decision today. See, I know what I came to do. I don't know what you came for. I don't know what you came for, but you got to make a decision today. I challenge you to make a decision today. I challenge you to believe him. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, no matter how you feel, believe him. I challenge you to trust him today. Your bank account is 00. The boss don't like you. The school, there's a bully and it's got you as the target. You prayed for this, it didn't come through. I challenge you to believe anyway. I challenge you to trust him anyway. I'm here to stir up your faith. I want you to be desperate. Desperate. Sometimes hunger is just not enough. I don't know about you, but I've been hungry for one or two meals. Thank God I've never had to suffer for food. I've been on fast, that's different. But I've never had to suffer for lack of food. I've been hungry for one or two meals. But I don't want you to come here today hungry. God needs for you to be desperate. Lord, not one more day in fear. Not one more day in doubt. Not one more day in worry. I'm not going to be who I was yesterday. Today, Lord, I'm empowered. I'm infused. I'm a fire. I'm in flame. My faith is stretched. My faith is enlarged. Lord, I'm believing for the impossible to be possible to me. I believe if the Holy Spirit is talking to you, I'm asking you to come forward today. I'm just that jumpstart cable. I don't have faith to give you, but I can, by faith in God, trust that I'm going to stir it up in you. I'm going to stir it up in you. Hallelujah. If I can get some music, please. I believe that God has called me to stir it up in you. God is the author of your faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. God is the giver of faith, but God will use men and women. He'll use nobodies to talk about him who is somebody to stir up your faith. If you believe that God wants to do this, if you are desperate to get your faith stirred up, to be able to believe what you have not been able to believe for, to break some chains that are called fear, worry, and doubt, I want you to go ahead and come forward. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing here today. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Presence of God. Hallelujah. Presence of God. The anointing of God is in the house. He who is the Christ is here today. Hallelujah. Jesus is saying, I am your God. Nothing and no one before me. I am almighty. I can do all things. Hallelujah. You can do all things. God can do all things. Hallelujah. Your faith in God will see you through. Your faith in God will see you through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, you're not going to remain the same. You're not going to be the same. Hallelujah. God's saying, I'm stirring up faith in you to be able to believe. There's a miracle with your name on it. God is saying, I want the lame to walk. I want the deaf to hear. I want the blind to see. I want your son coming home. I want your daughter healed. I want your marriage whole. I want your finances restored. Oh, Rabashe. Oh, Rabasha. Let God be God in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabashe. It's time for God to be Lord of your life. Oh, Rabashasha. Give him that which you have not surrendered yet. Come on. Don't worry. Don't fear. Oh, God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabashasha. Oh, I stir the fire. I stir the flames of faith in you. I stir the flames of faith in you. I believe God is loosing a holy fire. A holy fire in this church. A holy fire in this church. A holy fire in his people. Oh, it's time. It's time. It's time to bring heaven on earth in Jesus' name. By the power of his name, the name of Jesus, I stir faith up in you. I stir faith for you to believe. Believe. Believe that he is. Believe that he is. He's coming to you today in an unfamiliar way. Receive him. It is the Christ. I stir faith in you to believe. I stir faith in you to believe. Believe in him. Trust him. Trust him. Believe him. He said he will and he will. He said he will and he will. He said he will and he will. He said he will and he said I did. I did. I did. Now receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Stir up the faith. Stir up the faith. Stir up the faith. Hallelujah. Stir up the faith. Hallelujah. Jesus, these are the days. These are the days. Like Noah, like Abraham, like Esther, believe, Chorabasha, in spite of what you see, believe. In spite of what you hear, believe. He is the Christ, the living God. Chorabasha, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Believe that he is. Believe that he is. Believe it and receive it in Jesus' name. Go, I stir up the fans, the fangs, the flames, I stir them up in you. Faith rising up. Faith rising up. Faith rising up. Faith rising up. Faith rising up in you. Faith rising up in you. I say in Jesus' name. Yes, there it is. Receive it. Oh, go deep, God Jesus. Go deep, my God. Yes, Lord. Hey, Rabasha. Yes, Lord. Surrendered. Surrendered. Oh, break the chains of fear, Hurabasasa. Oh, Rebasasa. Oh, I declare in Jesus' name, today is your day. Today is your day. Korabasa. Let Jesus arise. Let Jesus arise in you. Faith arise. Faith arise. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. Keharabasasa. Oh, the power of the name. The power of the name of Jesus. The power of the name of Jesus. Jesus. I declare Jesus is your Lord. Jesus is the God of faith. Faith rising. Faith rising. Hallelujah. Faith arising. Korab, I stir it up. I stir up the flames. I stir up the flames of faith in you. Oh, let the fire of God now consume you. Consume you. The fire of God consume you. He's a consuming God. He wants all of you. All of you. All of you. Today is the day of total surrender. Oh, by faith, Lord. By faith, I declare, Father God, that she's saying not only this, not only that, but all of me. All of me. Oh, stir up the faith. Stir up the faith that you've given her, Lord Jesus. She's taken a step of faith, Lord. God's saying, I'm honoring this today. I honor this today. I honor your steps of faith. I honor your steps of faith. I honor your steps of faith. Hallelujah. I'm honoring every step taken today. Every prayer that was prayed today, prayed in faith. God said yes and amen. Every prayer prayed today in faith, God said yes and amen. Every step taken today, God said yes. God said yes and amen. Hey, Korobasha. Jesus, have your way. Have your way, Korobasha. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Korobasha. Oh, surrender it all. Give it to him all. Korobasha. Hey, Korobasha. Deep. Deep. Deep in Jesus' name. Deep in Jesus' name. Do a total work, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 It's not by power, nor is it by might, saith the Lord. It's by faith in Christ Jesus alone. God and God alone. It's not the doctor. It's not the diagnosis. It's not the medicine. It's not even the care, saith the Lord. It is by my love and by the deed that I did at Calvary. Hallelujah. I've given you the victory. It's a God-given victory. No man can give it, and the devil can't take it. Oh, Rabashasha. No man can give it, and the devil can't take it. God is truth, and God is faithful. There is a reason. Oh, Rabba. There is a purpose. And God is saying, you shall have your reward. You shall have your reward. I receive it. Say, I receive it. I receive it by faith because of who God is. Because of who God is. Hallelujah. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for the years, Father God, years walking in faith. Lord, I just thank you that today, Father God, any remnant of fear is broken in Jesus' name. Any and every doubt today is destroyed in Jesus' name. Father God, their concerns that did not align with your will and your word, Lord, destroyed in Jesus' name. I declare that when God gave victory, he said, receive it. I give it unto you. I freely give it. It is yours for you and your loved ones. For you and your loved ones. Victory is yours. He causes you to triumph. He leads you in triumph. Hallelujah. And so God is faithful. God is faithful. God is not a man that he would lie. God is faithful to his word. God has promised, and God will fulfill his promise. I just want to pray over Pastor. I have a heart to pray over you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for years of steadfast faithfulness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for integrity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you said the upright shall inherit. Hallelujah. And so I thank you today, Father God, it's not what she sees. It's not what she hears. It is the word of God. It is the promise of God. It's not about perfection. It's about you going forward, progressing in and through Christ Jesus. God is saying, I'm enlarging, I'm strengthening, I'm fortifying the backbone, the spine, spiritual and in the physical, Lord Jesus. And so, Lord, I just say, what has been shall not be no more. It shall be no more. It shall be no more. God is saying, I'm in the new. I'm in the unfamiliar. I'm coming in an unfamiliar way. Receive me, saith the Lord. You know my voice. You know my fragrance. When I call you to come forth, when I say walk, walk in Jesus' name for the glory of God. Lord, I just thank you for your God-given victory. thank you for God-given victory. And I thank you, Lord, that you order her steps. You anoint her and you order her steps, Lord. Lord, lead her triumphantly, Lord Jesus, daily, daily. Lead her into triumph daily, Lord Jesus. For the progression is unto the Lord. The glory shall be the Lord's. The blessing and the victory, God saying, belong to you. But I will receive the glory in this vehicle, in this vessel, in this instrument. I will receive it, saith the Lord, because you have been faithful to give me praise, glory, and honor. I bless you. I bless you, my sister. I bless you, my friend. I bless you, my pastor, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. I bless you. I love you. And thank you for making God your God and your Lord. Amen.
You have won the victor's crown. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. This is a time for us to give glory and honor to what the Lord has done in all of us. Amen. You know, there's a powerful song that I'd like us to give and sing unto the Lord. The Lord has given us victory today. Yeah. He's already given to us when he died on that cross. Yeah. But for us to be reminded of what he has done for us at that cross is ours today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We could do it a cappella. Thank you, Lord. You have won the victor's crown. Can you help me, Sister Jan? Yes. You. Your name is lifted high and rings through all the earth. Every demon, spirit of hell trembles when your mighty name is heard. And we, your church, and we, your church, enforce the victory in the world. For the glory of your name, the splendor of your name, and none can compare with the power of your name. Because you are Jesus, you are Lord, you are God. Let's sing it again. You have won, yes. Have won the victor's crown. Sing it to the Lord, yes. You have triumphed over sin. Yes, yes, Lord Jesus, amen. Your name is lifted high and ring. Yes, it rings for all the earth. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes. Every demon, spirit. Yes, they tremble. They tremble. Trembles when mighty. Yes, his name is Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we are church and for, yes, the victory in the world. Yes, for the glory of your name, the splendor of your name. And none can compare with the power of your name. You are Jesus, yes, you are Lord. For the glory of your name, the splendor of your name, and none can compare with the power of your name. You are Jesus, yes, tell him, you are Lord, you are God, you are Jesus, you are Jesus. You are Lord, and you are God. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we believe in the power of that name. In that name, the name of Jesus, salvation lies. Lord, most of us, we are byproducts, Lord God, of that powerful name. When the word of God was preached to us, it changed us. And you are still in the business of changing us, ever changing us from glory to glory. Lord, we thank you for the new things that you have been doing, God. The new thing that you have done today. That, Lord, oh God, we know that, Lord, you are the God of glory. You are the God of power and might. You have the power to heal. You have the power to save. You have the power to deliver, oh God. You have the power to provide. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord God, that this day, Lord, this is such a precious and powerful moment for us as a church, God. We honor you, Holy Spirit, for doing this powerful work in our minds and in our hearts, God. To believe that, Lord, with you all things are possible. And so, Father God, we thank you for the gift of faith. That, Lord, today you have built up our faith as the word of God has been ministered to us by your servant, Lord. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, you are the God who never wastes pain and trials in our lives. That when we give them to you, Lord, when we give them to you, Lord, into your hands, oh God, you work out something, God, that we can never do ourselves nor anyone else, God. And so, Lord God, thank you. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation, as your word promises, God. In this season in our lives, God, we thank you that your presence is right here. Thank you for blessing your people today. Lord, to know that, God, that there are greater things ahead, that we can expect great things from a great God. Hallelujah. That, Lord, in this season, Lord God, Lord of the harvest, open up our eyes to see what lies ahead, the field that is so white and ready for harvest. We thank you, Lord, oh God. That, Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, even for the wisdom upon our lives. Your word promises that our steps are ordered by you. We are led and guided by your Holy Spirit. That every decision that will be made by your people, Lord God, will be led and guided by your Spirit through your word, God. Thank you, Lord God. And even us, to be reminded that, Lord, everything that we are to do and say, even taking an offering for your servant, God. Lord, we thank you for Pastor Aida, God. Thank you for her life. Thank you for her transparency, Lord God, how she has blessed us with her testimony, that the storms that, Lord, you have helped her pass through. And we thank you, Father God, even for our sister Olivia, who is also here with us, oh God. Two lovely sisters in Christ. That, Lord, how their life testimony is a testament to what you do in the lives of people who continually and keep pressing on, believing in you, oh God. Bless them, Lord God, and we thank you for your presence in their lives, in their families, oh God, and even your people today. Father God, as we give us unto you, as to bless your servant, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that has been shared to us, that truly what pleases your heart is seeing faith in action, God. And we thank you that, Lord, in the days ahead, God, people would be, Lord God, we will be eyewitnesses, Lord God, to your power and to your glory, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, oh God. That as we come together for the next time, God, there will be, Lord, like popcorns, Lord God. And it's like, let me share with you what the Lord did in my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. You're going to bless your people, oh God, with testimonies to show that truly Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. As we call on the ushers, we're going to take our second offering. Praise God. To bless our Pastor Aida. Glory to the name of our Lord Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. And let me take this opportunity to be reminded of the Harvest Festival we're going to have on October 27. We're going to create a wonderful and fun environment for our children to to celebrate Harvest Festival. Amen. On October 27. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Let's all rise up. We're going to thank God for what he did to us today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, God, that, Lord, what a time that, Lord, truly, this day is special, God, every time we come together in your presence. This is what you have purposed in an assembly like this, that we found rest in your presence. Our souls have been refreshed. We have been, Lord God, our faith has been built up, encouraged, Lord, comforted, Lord God, by your Holy Spirit. Father God, thank you for touching everyone from the youngest child to the oldest person gathered today. And we honor you, Lord God, and we thank you, God, for what you have done. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, oh God, even for the time that we're going to spend together, Lord, even as we partake the meal together, Lord, that your presence is here, that we'll continually talk about your goodness, your graciousness upon our lives, God. And thank you for touching us, that our lives be a blessing to many. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just continue to worship and bless the Lord together. Amen. Let's call on the praise and worship team. Praise God. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise.
Thank you,
praise.
Jesus.
All things.
Hallelujah.
All things.
Amen.
Kulang tong chorus ko. Amen.
My Redeemer, my hiding place, my safe rest.